Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To be here with you and Rossi Ross. Rosie Ross,
hi. You look super chic.
Ross.
Yeah.
Do I look like a cougar in this top?
Do you mean the animal or the lady? What kind of cougar are we talking about?
The lady.
I think no.
You know what? That's not a bad thing.
You look more like the animal than the lady.
Oh, okay.
I think you look hot, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, okay, I just had to ask. All right, well, Rossi, are you ready to hit some good news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Headline. All right. This is a cute story. Angie Harmon, People reports that she is nuts for squirrels under her care. The actress has taken in a young squirrel who she has affectionately named Thomas. Oh. Angie posted on her Instagram, haven't slept in 2 weeks, but I've never been happier. Hashtag squirrel mom problems.
Oh.
This is a story I didn't see coming.
I think it's one of nature's major cruelties that we can't cuddle with squirrels, right? Every time I see one, I'm like, I would cuddle so hard with you, but you're not allowed to. You can't do it. Unless you're Angie Harmon, she can do it.
I got bit by a baby squirrel.
What?
Because Olive, you know, she loves animals, and so she found a baby squirrel at her house, and then I grabbed it, and then it, like, right into my hands. Turns out, very little to almost no squirrels have rabies, so it wasn't a big deal. And hopefully, you know, you have a recent tetanus shot, which I had, and so the vet was like, you're fine.
You got bit by a baby squirrel.
I did.
That doesn't happen to anyone, only Drew Barrymore. Well, I have to make, you know, whenever we need legal advice, we always go to Ross Matthews on this show. And so I have to say, if don't go out there and get yourself a squirrel as a pet. You can't do it, okay? Don't do it.
Yet I love Angie Harmon.
We love Angie Harmon, but I have to tell you, don't get a squirrel. Got it?
Perfect.
Babies could bite you. But good for Angie Harmon. All right, up next, Upworthy reports, a school replaced detention, whoever got detention, I did, with meditation, and the results are actually amazing. An elementary school has replaced that traditional detention with a mindful moment room. It's filled with decorations, pillows, lamps, and the kids are encouraged to practice mindful breathing and meditation. And it turns out that the results are amazing. They increase focus and concentration and decrease detentions and impulsivity, kids being impulsive, right?
Oh, yeah.
If it's so good, why aren't we doing it all the time for kids, right? my fear is this. If detention's that great where you get to color and meditate and hang out on a pillow, I'm getting in trouble all the time. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Next, Metro asked the question, how long should I wait to date until after a breakup? So one woman said, wait 1 month for every year you're in that relationship. And then another suggests getting right back in the saddle. So I think these are kind of extremes. I mean, I've been single for years, so don't take my advice.
Yeah, okay, so here's the deal.
I have a date tonight.
Wait, what?
I have a date tonight.
She's got a date.
I go out and I date. I love dating. Even the worst date is like fun for you and your friends to talk about. Okay. I never want to get cynical about dating.
Yeah.
But I'm not very like, you know, I'm very chaste. You know, like holding hands is like fifth base to me.
Oh, wow.
But and
fifth
it's
fifth base.
So
you invented a brand new base for holding hands.
I think holding hands is so intimate. Like kissing is a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, but like that's, you know, I don't know. I'm when people are like, just, you know, you gotta go out there and hit it, I'm like, what are you talking about? But I'm also 48 and I've had 2 kids, you know. So
you've hit it.
Oh God, I've really dug myself into a hole here.
I can help you out. Can I say this?
Yes.
The truth is, no matter what the experts say, there's no right or wrong answer. You get back out there whenever you want to, whenever it feels right, whenever in your body says, yes, this is what I should be doing. There's no right or wrong answer.
Okay, I love that.
That's the truth.
I love that take.
I love this for you.
But I'll tell you about the date tonight.
You better text me right after.
Of course, yeah. I will.
Unless you're too busy after and you can't text me. Then text me in the morning because I want to hear everything. All right.
I'll be texting you tonight and I'll tell you that we held hands.
Ew. Boring. All right. Boring. That's the truth. You good? Clean up on aisle Drew. All right. You ready? We're moving on.
Yeah.
All right, the Washington Post reports. I love this story. A breakfast group always leaves at least a $1,000 tip.
Oh, I've heard about these people.
Now, this is extraordinary. This is, file away with this, is one of those things you could do if we could. And Richard Brooks is a man who can. He started the $1,000 Breakfast Club to give deserving and unsuspecting waiters a large tip at the end of their meal. When he was attending law school, Richard was a waiter, and one time somebody gave him a $20 tip back then, and it made his day. So he got successful and wanted to start doing this to pay it forward. So inspired by his kindness and generosity, we want to surprise someone here in our audience with a tip right now.
Yes, we do. We have a very deserving gentleman here today. He is a waiter. His name is Travis Escher. And he is sitting right there.
And he did not know we were just going to say his name.
You really deserve this because your friends elected this for you. And they say you're a leader who's always ready to support those around you. I mean, that's an amazing personality and characteristic, a trait, if you will.
Thank you.
How long have you been a server?
I've been a server on and off for about a little over 15 years. Mm-hmm. I love talking to people. I love food. I get like all like excited, you know, passionate about it. So aww. I just kind of stuck with it throughout all this time.
That's cool. I love that you were saying that. It makes sense of my life too, because I love people and I love talking to them. It's what fuels me in life.
Absolutely. I get that a lot.
Well, to celebrate you today, we are giving you a $1,000 tip.
Thank you.
Congrats. We were inspired by that story.
Thank you. All right, after the break, we have more news and things are going to get a little cheesy.
Oh.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus,
As an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Just talking in the break. Okay, welcome back. Let's get to some of those good news headlines. Rossi Ross. Let's go. Oh. You know what that sound means?
I think I do.
It's time for a mailbox surprise.
We've got a delivery.
Nom, 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 nom.
Oh.
Oh!
Oh, that one's left for you. Can I get one? Oh, thank you.
Thank you, mailbox.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a person. Okay.
What is this? This is a surprise. We don't really know what this is.
Well, it's a surprise edition of food news, okay, in the mailbox. But what is it?
I don't know, but it looks like macaroni and cheese.
It does.
Okay, so I'm reading this story with you guys, but I am learning it for the first time, too. Okay. First up, Parade reports Rihanna's mac and cheese takes comfort food to a whole new level and direction. The singer's recipe is going viral on social media again for its unique ingredients. Riri uses traditional macaroni, but adds ketchup, mustard, pepper sauce, onions, red bell peppers, green onions, and Colby Jack cheese. I'm drooling.
She's drooling, okay.
I'm so excited. First of all, I never dreamt that I would get this close to Riri. I've never met her, and like, I'm freaking out because I love her so much.
I met her one time, and you know what she said to me? I said, so nice to meet you, and she goes, I know, finally.
I hope I get to meet her one day.
Me too.
Ugh, I'm in love with her.
But does her macaroni and cheese work, work, work?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
You know, the pepper, almost like a Philly cheesesteak with the peppers and onions. That...
I love the hit of mustard and then the green chilies or onions. This is so good. Well, this is so good.
Leave it to Rihanna to change the game of mac and cheese. Thank you, but... Wait, wait, wait. There's another surprise here, and you're gonna lose your mind. Okay, so you love mac and cheese.
So much, it's my favorite food in the world.
Well, we have another mac and cheese to munch, but it's chilled because Van Leeuwen's mac and cheese ice cream is right here in front of us. Yes, I said mac and cheese ice cream.
I'm a little scared because I've never, actually that's not true. I've totally eaten cold mac and cheese hungover in the fridge, right out of the tub. And it was always good, so this should be okay.
Well, we love mac and cheese. We love ice cream, so maybe it'll work.
I do love Van Leeuwen too. They make like a vegan chocolate ice cream that's one of the best I've ever had, so.
Really?
God, why am I nervous about this?
I'm nervous too because I wanna love it, but I'm scared.
Okay.
Let's do it. Ready?
Thoughts?
I'm so conflicted.
It has a macaroni and cheese aftertaste for sure.
Yeah, it's the aftertaste that stays with you. You're right about that. I'm there at the beginning, and then as it settles in my palate, I'm good. Thanks so much.
Again, Van Leeuwen vegan chocolate ice cream, one of the best I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And Riri, there's nothing you can't do. After the break, we're going into spy mode with the CIA.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Is one of only a very few handful of women who have worked both for the CIA and the FBI.
Oh, wow.
I know!
Please welcome Tracy Walder. Hi. Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, Tracy. How are you so cool?
Right.
Did you always know you wanted to go into the CIA? Was it like something happened in life that took you there? What, how?
No, I wanted to be a high school history teacher. So my dad was a professor at USC, free tuition, which is awesome. And this is during the dot-com boom. And a lot of my sorority sisters were going to career fairs to get jobs in the dot-com industry. And so on a whim, I rode my little bike down to the parkway where they had the job fair. I saw that CIA had a table. And I gave them my resume and they called and the rest is sort of history.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome. The training was pretty cool. I took Crash and Bang, learned how to drive cars into walls and survive and learned how to make poisons and toxins and all kinds of fun things.
Wow. You know what I love is that there are like little girls out there watching right now being like, I'm gonna do that too because you've done it.
Yes.
You teach now. Mm-hmm. That is what you're doing, and you're going to teach us today. Tell us about the people you teach. What's it like now being a teacher?
Yes, so I joined the CIA, served 9 tours, lived in Afghanistan, wasn't working for me anymore, so went to the FBI, became a special agent at the LA field office, and then I made a career switch, and only 17% of women in law enforcement are females. That's really low. Special agents couldn't be females until 1972.
Really?
I was born in the 70s. That's not that long ago. And so I started teaching history at the very same school that I went to, actually, growing up. And I had a lot of freedom. So I created a class on national security and law enforcement for high school girls to try to expose them, you know, to these careers. And when my book came out a few years ago, I did a kind of a book talk in Washington, D.C., and about 25 of my former students who now work in these fields came and surprised me there. So it was really cool to be able to see. And now I teach criminal justice in college.
That is so awesome. Look what you've done. That's phenomenal. Well, and so you've taught so many people. Can you teach us a few tips?
Yeah, sure. I learned some things reading, and I was like, oh, I do some of these things, and they were the don't do things.
Yeah. These are ways to, things we know to protect ourselves, yeah. To defend
Will
ourselves.
You teach us?
Sure.
Okay, okay. And everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay, come on. What's your number one tip?
One of my number one tips that I'm actually guilty of is lingering in my car. And when we're in our cars, usually the ignition is on, right? Because we have the AC or heat or whatever on.
We've all done it. When you get in, you turn things on and you're settling and grabbing your things.
Yeah.
I'm putting on my, you know, chapstick.
Or I'm on my phone, returning emails.
My car is my bubble. Yeah.
100%.
It's like a mobile office.
Yes. And so you're not on guard, right? And so really you become a target as a result of that because you're busy doing all those other things. So we're all guilty of it.
But what do we do if something were to happen? Like, what's the best way to make noise to cause attention?
Well, so I think really one of the most basic things that you can do is be loud. Because there's two reasons for that. One, obviously, it draws attention to the fact that you may need assistance. But the other reason is that really it puts the attacker off guard as well, because they may be expecting you to be subdued to them, and you're not. And that might make you less of a target.
And I think we can all do that. But what about some actual self-defense moves that we should all know? Just basic ones that can get us out of some scary situations.
I was excited. One of them I definitely have on me at all times.
What?
Is one of them a flashlight?
Yes. The first thing is that it can blind someone. It can blind them really quickly and disorient them really quickly with enough time for you to get away. And it does it at a distance, which is nice. You don't want to bring people closer to you because that's problematic. Also, this sucker is a little heavy. That's going to hurt if I hit you on the head with it.
Yeah, you don't have to show us. I'll believe you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I carry them everywhere, just like you, Drew. I put them in my purse, my car, everywhere.
Yes, that's good.
Okay, good.
And what else? I see something else over there.
Well, this is fabulous. Well,
yes, it is. Look how sparkly. What is that?
Very sparkly. So this is pepper spray. I have it in the pink sparkle. I have it in silver sparkle because we all need a little sparkle.
Sure.
In our lives, and it just makes it more fun. I do like that this clips onto things very easily. Also, this one has a little bit bigger of a range. Again, it's about keeping distance between you and an attacker.
Yeah, and I like something that says get away and I'm fabulous at the same time.
I mean, obviously.
Right?
Yes.
What is the third one?
Yes, so this is actually one of my favorites. I have a lot of them. This is called Birdie. And what this does, I'm not gonna do it because it's gonna hurt a lot of our ears, but you take the top off and it sounds an ear kind of piercing alarm.
And that's if you're in distress or something, you can do
correct.
That.
Correct. Okay. And then it has a bright light that it shines to guide help towards you. And now it has a new feature that it interfaces with your phone. So it will call emergency services.
No.
Yes, if you press the button a certain amount of times, it will call emergency services. Also, if you're on like a date and you feel uncomfortable, it can send you like a ghost call so that you'll have to excuse yourself.
Can I see that?
She's got a date tonight.
Well, table for three.
That is so fabulous, a birdie.
Okay, so everyone in our audience is gonna go home with the Birdie Plus personal safety alarm. Tracy, I'm so grateful. Can we do more of this?
Yes,
and then can I ask you one other last piece of advice?
Yes.
I always tell my daughters in order to protect themselves, like focus on the eyes and the testes. Am I right?
100%. Palm heel strike, your eyes. You've got the kick to the groin, 100%. Those are the two areas we should be focusing on.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.